Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of 19 books, businesswoman, columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Psalms 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day songs and God-honoring music, bringing the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, here we are together again. And with so much happening to change the world, I thought I'd tell you some little episodes about ways that I and others have tried through the years to change the world we happen to be in. And maybe it will remind you of things you've done, or maybe give you ideas that you can use as you traverse your own world. Like the listener from Las Vegas who sent me a late Valentine writing, God loves you with an everlasting love that will last to eternity. Well, it came on a day when I was tired and feeling overwhelmed. And yes, God used her to change my own little world for that day. Well, some years ago, I went in to have lunch in a local coffee shop with friends, and a teenage girl came stomping in behind a man who appeared to be her father. It was her t-shirt that caught my attention. As they placed their trays on the counter ahead of me, I read the bright pink lettering on her black t-shirt. It said, "Pretend I'm not here." Well, as my eyes traveled upward to the braces on her teeth, I noticed her gorgeous red hair pulled back into a ponytail. And I thought, if she didn't have such an attitude, I'd compliment her on her hair. Well, then my heart said, do it anyway. It won't be so hard. Maybe it will give her a smile. So before I lost my nerve, I tapped the girl on the shoulder. She looked at me startled, and I heard myself stammer, "You have the most beautiful hair." And she just glared back at me. And words that I never planned, I stammered, "You must hear that a lot." "No, never," she answered, with a startled look on her face. And then she smiled a sweet, "I forget I'm wearing braces" kind of smile. And her dad looked on, positively beaming. When I returned to my table with my salad, and there they were a few tables away, adding sweetener to their iced tea, and words were tumbling out in a flurry of conversation. As I listened to their laughter, I prayed, "Lord, help me never be fooled by a message on a t-shirt. Help me to see their heart." And now for a song by the Gaither Vocal Band to remind us, loving God is loving each other.
Loving God, loving each other, making music with my friend. Loving God, loving each other. Story never ends. They pushed back from the table to listen to his words, his secret plan before he had to go. It's not complicated, don't need a lot of rules. This is all you need to know. It's loving God, loving each other, making music with my friends. Loving God, loving each other, listen and break a little bread. We would hear the Master say, loving God, loving each other, making music with my friends, loving God, loving each other, and the story never ends. Loving God, loving each other, making music with my friends. Loving God, loving each other, and the story never ends, and the story.
Oh, yes, that's so important. We should be loving God and loving each other. Well, on this program, I'm sharing little episodes to remind us of things that we can do to help change our own world. A few years ago, Catherine and I were on our way to a meeting in Branson, Missouri, and we were waiting for our airline flight, and a young mother came to stand in line behind us. Her son, about 10, was with her, talking quietly and very seriously to her. She became impatient and loudly said that she didn't want to hear about it anymore. But he earnestly continued stating his case. Again, she said she didn't want to talk about it anymore and told him to stay there with the bags. She was going to the restroom. But when she left, I suddenly realized our flight would be going out soon and I knew I should visit the restroom too. When I came to the sink, she was just standing at the counter, blankly looking at herself in the mirror, not seeing anything. Life is sometimes confusing, isn't it? I offered. Startled, instantly she answered, you have no idea. Well, while I washed my hands, she poured out her story. She and her son were on their way to move to Branson, where her parents live. Her husband left her, so they were going to have to move in with her parents while she looked for a job. Her son didn't want to leave his friends and his school, but she didn't have any choice. They had to move. Well, at that, I said I was sorry for her and agreed that all of the unknowns must be difficult for both her and her son. I said it seemed like he had a good boy and I hoped they would be fine. Yes, he is a good boy, she said, and in my own pain, sometimes I forget it. And then she turned and left. Later in our flight, Catherine said, remember the mom and her son? Well, when she came out of the restroom, she put her arm around her son and said, just hang in there with me, buddy. We're going to make it. I'm sorry I've been tough on you. Well, I smiled, thankful I was brave enough to encourage her a little bit. And I hoped that their new life would be better than their past. Now here's a song that reminds us that Jesus will make something beautiful of our lives. Here are the Heritage Singers.
Confusion. that were lofty and noble. They were my dreams at the start, and the hopes for life's best were the hopes that
Jesus, he will make something beautiful of our lives. And in case you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. And I'm sharing memories of little vignettes where I or someone else hoped to change our world, even in some small little way. And I'm hoping it will encourage you too. When I lived in the Bay Area of California, I liked to walk my little dog along a country road near a small lake. A lot of other people liked to walk there too, and unfortunately, some of them left their trash behind. It was sad to see such a lovely area cluttered with cans and other trash, so I got in the habit of picking up things if they weren't too yucky and stuffing them in a little trash bag that I carried. Well, one afternoon, I saw a man coming toward us on the other side of the road, and he kept stopping and walking off into the field to pick something up, and as he got closer, I saw that he was carrying a big black plastic bag. He's picking up trash just like me, I thought. Well, it turned out that he was collecting aluminum cans for a recycling program at his church. He said, "We get paid 60 cents a pound for these things when we smash them up." And he was holding up the bag, which was almost full. "It's a great way to make money for some of our youth programs, and I clean up the roads at the same time." Well, he was an example of Psalm 37, verses 3 and 4, which says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land, feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." I think the key here is to do good and delight ourselves in our relationship with the Lord. Well, this next song is a wonderful song to remind us that even though we may not be able to do much, when God is in it, we can accomplish great things. And then I have to chuckle in thinking about the man with the empty soda cans. But it's true. As Vern Jackson sings, "Little is much when God is in it."
In the harvest field now ripened, there's a work for all to do. And hark, the Master's voice is calling to the harvest. God is in it, and He won't forsake His own. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown, and you can win it if you go in Jesus' name. And when the conflict here has ended, and our race on earth is won, He will say, if you've been faithful, welcome home, my child, well done. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown, and you can win it if you'll go.
Yes, little is much when God is in it, and I'm so thankful for that. Well, on this program, I'm sharing little stories of when I or someone else tried to help change our own little world. And in this instance, someone helped change mine. Years ago, I walked wearily into the darkened lobby of my apartment building. Oakland, California was in a darkness. No traffic lights, no street lights, no elevators, no lights in the buildings. "Thank goodness you came," said my friend Elizabeth, waiting in the dark lobby. "Can I stay with you until the lights come on and my train is running to take me home?" Well, I had spent time after work checking to be sure my colleagues had a way to get home, and so Elizabeth had been waiting there in the darkness for more than an hour, wondering if I'd ever come. Oh, I was so glad to have someone to walk with me, and I lived up on the 9th floor of a high-rise building. And the emergency lights in the narrow staircase had long since gone out. So we walked up flight after flight of stairs in the dark, losing count of the floors with no way to check. Suddenly I lost all sense of time and place, and all I could think of was the darkness. Sensing my fear, Elizabeth reached for my hand, and we went up some more steps, hand in hand in the darkness, hanging onto the railing. "Where are we?" I said. "This is scary." "Don't worry," Elizabeth said firmly. "There will be light." And immediately, familiar words from the book of Genesis echoed in my mind. "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." Well, I had to chuckle because it didn't happen at that moment. But moments later, a voice from somewhere up above said, "Come on up. I'm on the 9th floor, and I've got a flashlight." Yes, up above there was light. Well, so often in our lives we have to stop and say, "Thank you, Lord, for sending light into the dark places of my life." And yes, even in the dark times of our lives, it helps us if we remember to praise and thank God. Now hear the Heritage Singers singing for you. "I sing praises to your name."
I sing praise.
Singing praises to the Lord, even in the difficult times of our lives, will help us and remind us to trust in the Lord. Since I was born in South Dakota, some years ago a friend sent me a picture of a 100-year-old South Dakota grain elevator. A man had purchased it and moved it to his property and worked for many years to turn it into a beautiful home. Well, my friend sent me the picture, knowing the changes and uncertainty that had come into my life that year. He wrote, "Imagine you're that old elevator. You've had a good life of service holding grain for many years. Then along comes this guy with saws and nails." And then my friend wrote, "Now guess who the carpenter is in your life? It's Jesus." Oh yes, the trouble is I do know the answer. Yes, Jesus is the carpenter in my life, and I know he has plans and dreams for me and for you that we can't even imagine. But they require some changes in us before he can fulfill them. But the tough part is I have a choice in whether or not I want to change, whether or not I want to give up my old habits, my old hurts, even old excuses. And he's waiting for me, and probably you too, to say, "Yes, change me." Well, that reminds me of the assurance that we have in Jeremiah 29:11-12, where God says, "I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And in those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me." Oh, what a promise that is from the Lord. God says, "I know you and I have plans for you." So until next week, until we're together again, I hope you'll look at your own life and see those areas that God wants to change in you like he does me. Even though we may not like the changes at the time, I know those changes will be a blessing. Well, I'd like to hear from you about the changes you need in your life so I can pray for you. I hope you'll write or email me. And since this program is completely listener-supported, if you can send any donation, large or small, it'll help me to stay on your station. So thank you. And do join me next week. And remember, God loves you, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at her website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 911701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.